Let me first start off by saying there's more people in this room than there was when I stood up here for the first time. Jeez. I didn't think I was going to see you guys until the combine. At least that was my comments and the wrap-up meeting on Monday. So you got me a week early, so congratulations. Thanks for coming. So, thank you. Yesterday, we formally announced that we will be hiring Greg Williams as our defensive coordinator. And what I wanted to do this morning is give you some background on how we came to the decision, a little bit about the process, and then give you an opportunity to speak briefly with Coach Williams. So I was probably mid-January, several weeks after the season was over, what we do as assistant coaches, front office personnel, head coaches, is you start the evaluation process. And I started that. I gave a lot of thought to the future and the direction of our defense. And I have to say I was not I was a little bit uncomfortable. And so as a result of that, I reached out to Greg probably late January, and we spent several days together discussing the past, putting the past behind us, discussing the present and then the future and the direction of where we want to go with our defense. I also had a conversation with the commissioner, who not only endorsed Greg, but also felt that Greg would be a good move for this organization. So Greg and I came to terms with a lot of things. We worked out an agreement, and then just prior to that, we decided to, as the process was moving forward, made the difficult decision to let Coach Walton go. Obviously, the timing was not ideal for Coach Walton, who did a very good job for us, but I felt, in the best interest of this organization, that Greg was a guy for the job. So, as you know, we have a past together. We've won a lot of games together. He's coached a lot of very good defenses, and I'm speaking for myself and the rest of the staff. He's very, very excited about being here as they are. So, I'll be available for questions after this, but now I'm going to let you speak with Coach.
I don't normally read from a script, but I have a few things here right off the bat I wanted to say, and that I did want to say how wonderful it was to be back here in the home state of Missouri, my home state, and be back in one of the greatest sports towns in the United States. I grew up 3.5 hours from here, sitting next to my grandmother, who was in a rocking chair, and many nights I grew up listening to the St. Louis Cardinals play baseball. A few of my boyhood idols growing up was Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, and the Mike Shannon. And it's interesting, my opportunity now to come here to St. Louis, live in St. Louis, be in one of the greatest sports towns there is, and then the ultimate goal is to help them and help this organization win another championship. It'd be no greater thing for me to say this is my last move. I've had an opportunity to work and coach at a lot of good organizations in the National Football League, and I really look forward to working for this organization right here and potentially retire right here and win an awful lot of games. I want to thank the people in the Rams organization, Stan Kroenke, Kevin Dimoff, Jeff Fisher, the Rams staff, and the Rams players for this opportunity to come back here and help them win games. We're in the winning games business. This is a great game. It's a production business. And there's no better place for me to live than right now in St. Louis. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm ready to roll my sleeves up and get to work. I know this week, as we have started meeting as a staff, that they're probably great, and they're enjoying the fact there's a little break right now in the staff meetings downstairs, and I'm here with you instead of with them, because we have a lot of work to do, and we started early this week, and we'll be working hard and doing that knowing that you all want a winner. Questions?
After the bounty gate and your year suspension, did you ever think you'd be back here in St. Louis?
I've always thought that this was a possibility. I've always thought that this is a great place to be. And this is a great league that we have a chance to work in. You know, I'm very blessed and honored to get a chance to work every single day in the National Football League. This is the very top of the food chain in what we do. I don't take it for granted any day that I get a chance to work in this league. Players should feel the same way. Staff members should feel the same way. Owners should feel the same way. This is a great business to be in, and this is a great place to be.
From what you've seen so far of the players on your defense, what do you think about the talent level that's assembled right now for the Rams on defense?
You know, when I came here the first time, you know, I liked the nucleus that was here. And as I come back the second time, I even liked the nucleus better. I'm in the process of studying that right now. As a staff, we're going through all those things. But until you get a chance to work day-to-day and have hands-on operation with people, you really don't know people until you get a chance to put them through the stresses and put them through the meetings and put them through the practices and stuff. But we're in the process up right now. For me, Jeff has done a great job on how he scheduled meetings with the personnel department. The coaching staff's done a very good job. And at this point in time, you know, the players aren't around here. So I haven't had a chance to put a lot of time in there with them. But the ones that I knew about before I left, some of those same ones are still here, and they've done a great job here the last 2 years of adding to that nucleus.
How did you and Jeff go about kind of coming to agreement, patching things up? So
yeah, those are things that are between Jeff and I.
When we speak about your defense, people like to call it aggressive, physical. How would you describe what you want to see from your defense on the field?
You know, the biggest thing that we do is that from a defensive standpoint, we're judged by how well we tackle, how many points you give up. And there's a lot of great defenses in this division, you know, and we need to step up. You know, there's probably a lot of people that were uncomfortable watching the Super Bowl, not me. I thought it was a great defensive game, you know, and the people who love to see all the points in the league, you know, I agonize when you see those games that are 50-49. When all of a sudden you see a team that played the way Seattle played on defense, that was fun to watch. So, we have our work cut out for us. You know, we intend to be a good, solid, if not in certain areas, great defensive football teams, win championships, and that was a great proving ground him just a couple of weeks ago we got a chance to see.
Are you a different coach now than when the Rams originally hired you?
I think I'm a different coach every single day, and I've talked to that about our own coaches here on the staff. As each and every day you think about improving, and when you as the leader, as the head coach, as the owner, as the defensive coordinator, whatever position and title you occupy, if you're not looking to improve and get better, you get passed by in this league. You'll get avalanched in this league. So, yeah, I think I'm better and understand a lot of really good things and use the time wisely.
The year you were away from coaching, how much did you watch the Rams defense and just what was it like not being able to be?
Yeah, you know what? I came to all the home games. You know, I sat up there, and I was a season ticket holder, so I had a chance to take a look at all that stuff. And not only that, but everybody. You know, we somewhat get kind of pigeonholed in this league by how much time we have to see other people play. But that particular year, I got a chance to see a lot of people play. I got a chance to do a lot of growth studies and understanding on other teams in the league that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do. So use that time wisely, and, you know, looking forward to have a chance to use some of that. I've been talking about a lot of those factors with our staff right now this past week on some of those growth studies that I went through and had a chance to use, and hopefully we'll benefit by some of those.
Why do you like working with Jeff, and what kind of brought you back here?
You know, one of the things that I kind of adopted several years ago and trying to simplify what we do, how we do. You know, some of the greatest people I've been around take something hard to make it sound pretty simple. And I kind of put four W's of life on what I wanted to do with the rest of my career and what I wanted to work and where I wanted to work. And that's what am I doing, where is it at, who's it with, and the ability to win. I like who's it with here. This is a tough business, and there are several coaches on this staff that have played for me and have coached for me other places, and we have coached together other places. Coaches in this business are salesmen. I don't have to do a lot of sales with people that I'm familiar with. There's already a common knowledge and a base of support already set and ready to go, so now you can direct your time and energies to what matter that day. So the fact that there's a great familiarity with us, but realize this, it's been 14 years since we've been together. It's been 14 seasons, you know, we've competed against each other. It's fun to be back with people who think and believe the same way you are. So now you get a chance to spend more time with the players because you're spending less time having to sell or defend yourself with your staff before you ever get with the players.
Have you analyzed the defense from the last season yet?
I've had a chance. I've watched every single game and have taken the reports and listened to our reports. And those things are good to familiarize yourself with. But as opposed to what other people do, you need to be good at what you do and what we're getting ready to go about doing. So we'll spend more time on what we're getting ready to do as opposed to what's been done in the past. But we will take that for recollection, and we will take that for knowledge to improve. We'll use that.
Are there any specific areas you think need to be improved?
If I told you, everybody else would know, and I'm not looking to tell everybody else.
Ronaldo Wynn recently made some comments about that you had a playbook of another team. What's your response to that?
I have playbooks of everybody's team. And one of the things that I laugh about that when that happens, you know, in Jeff playing for Buddy Ryan, you know, the first time Buddy Ryan ever had a playbook is when I was his young assistant. And it's one of my most treasured playbooks. George Allen's one of my most treasured playbooks. You know, every time a free agent walks in a building and comes into the building, he gives you the playbook. I've had guys that have come to play for me other places that bring my playbook in that they got from guys that went and played for them. That's just part of it. We all have everybody's playbook. And that was really a joke story to listen to that whole thing go on. You know, when you turn the film on, do you have their playbook? When you match the audio to the thing, do you have the playbook? How much traction did Omaha get when Peyton said Omaha 46 times one game on TV? What's that mean? Doesn't mean anything. You know, the fact that we understand football, we're coaches, okay? We understand football and don't need anybody else's playbook to go about teaching what we're getting ready to do. I do collect playbooks. I love to collect playbooks. I love to read and see those type of things. I'm a voluminous reader, and I love to see what other people call a term that you think that you use in the press. You use this term, but we don't use that term, but we mean the same thing. What is a playbook? That was a joke to me.
What was your like?
Two more questions,
yes. What was your like in Tennessee, and how did the players respond to you?
It was really good. In fact, you know, when I went back to that staff, five of those coaches played for me at some point in time in their career. Two of them are in the Hall of Fame. One of them went in the College Hall of Fame last year. One of them played special teams for me, and one of them played defensive back for me. So that was fun to be around those guys that were on that staff. And then those players there, it was fun. It was fun to see, to go back there, and all of a sudden a guy that, you know, there wasn't a lot of a like for Alteron Verner when I walked in the building. He didn't do too bad this year, did he? Made his first Pro Bowl, and there was a lot of people that were wondering whether he would even make the team. Then all of a sudden you come back there. You know, we all have warts. We all have strengths. And one of the things that the good coaches, and Jeff has done this, and a lot of people that I've had a chance to be with that have been titled as good coaches, is you find a way to use the strengths of every individual you have. Hide the weakness, use the strengths. And those players were fun to be around. Those players were good to be around. And we made a lot of improvements there in a short amount of time. It was a good stop. It was good.
So do you think you can kind of help recreate the magic you had with Tennessee in the late 90s here?
Would hope, but, you know, the late 90s, you know, it was a different game. The game has evolved. And as coaches in this league, if you don't understand about adapt and improvise, if you don't understand about evolving, And if you don't understand about how the league is right now, that there's a lot of principles that were done there in the late 90s. There's a lot of terms that we use playbook-wise that will be adapted into this thing here right here now too. But we've got to get ready to play the 2014 version of the National Football League. We've got to get ready to play the opponents that we're going to hit here right now. And we've got to be able to adapt the defensive style and fit the players here that we get that we bring in here to get ready to go. But there'll be a carryover, and we're looking to try to make an impact with every team we get a chance to coach. All right. Thank you, guys.